It's Grand Ole Opry time.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors. You have to buy a drink and go. Take down your fiddle and your bow. Roll back the rock on the floor. Light up your old town fire. Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
Louis Buck speaking to you from the stage of Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, the folk music center of the world. They've had to turn them away again tonight as thousands journeyed from all over the country to listen to Red Foley and all the gang and greet Red's special guest, Cowboy Copas. Now, here he is, Red Foley.
Hey, Jemima, she was old but very kind and clever. She had a notion all her own that she would marry never. She's made a living day by day in making of the plastic. Said that none would live to be a master. Sheepskin, paffy, beef, rice, plastic, buttermilk, sweet milk, wheat, flour, dough, horse glue, fish glue, pine tar, smart weed. Put them in the oven and you bake them so. Fry it up, tie it up, throw it on, cure anything from a chill to a cough. It'll burn a blister on a petrified pig and you have trouble when you try to get it all. A neighbor had a Thomas cat that was an awful glutton. He never caught a mouse or rat but stole both milk and mutton. They tried so hard to keep him home, but none could be the master. Still they plugged the fence hole up with Aunt Jemima's plaster. Sheepskin, paffy, beef, white, flaxseed, buttermilk, sweet milk, wheat, flour, dough, horse glue, fish glue, pine tar, smart wheat. Put them in the oven and you bake them on slow. Fry it up, tie it up, throw it on. Cures anything from a chill to a cough. It'll burn a blister on a petrified pig and you have trouble when you try to get it all. Now sheepskin, paffy, beef, white, flaxseed, buttermilk, sweet milk, wheat, flour, dough, horse glue, fish glue, pine tar, smart wheat. Put them in the oven and you bake them on slow. Fry it up, tie it up, throw it on. Cures anything from a chill to a cough. It'll burn a blister on a petrified pig and you'll have trouble when you try to get it off.
Yes, sir, Louis was right. We've got Cowboy Copas coming in here pretty soon, and I want everybody to give the boy a great big welcome. As a matter of fact, we can start right now by having the Old Hickory Singers do one of Copas' favorite tunes, Rock Me to Sleep in My Old Tucky Home.
Old Kentucky cradle me when I was born. Old Kentucky, how I wish you'd be in a home. My time when I get to bed, how I weep and toss my head, I'll weep no more. I'm going back instead. Help me to sleep in my old Kentucky home. Cover me with its eyes and leave me there alone. Just let the sun kiss my cheeks every morn. Like a distant, I've been missing from a mammy since I'm gone. I've had a bit of rest since I left my mammy's nest. I can always rest the best in her loving arms. Cause me to sleep in my old happy home. Let me lay there, stay there, never no more to roam. Rock me to sleep in my old happy home. Cover me with Dixie's eyes and leave me there alone. Just let the sun kiss my cheeks every morn. Like a kiss I've been missing from a mammy since I'm gone. I had a bit of rest since I left my mammy's nest. I can always rest a bit in her loving arms. Help me to sleep in my old turkey home. Let me lay there, stay there, never no more.
Sharp, you bet you do. You and the boys should be mad at Charlie. Well, we promised Yes, the cowboy Copus, and that's exactly who you're going to get right now, too. Here he is, one of the biggest record-selling folk artists in the country, Cowboy Copus and his Oklahoma Cowboys.
Hooray! Yes,
well, Copus, maybe I should call you cowboy, huh?
No, just plain cowboy, Red. That's
well, fine. I'll tell you, tell me something. What is your biggest request these days, huh?
Well, right now, Red, it's signed, sealed, and delivered. It's kind of big.
Well, right, that's it. And that's what we want to hear right now. So take over, cowboy.
All right.
Signed, sealed, and delivered. A package containing my heart. But please don't tear it apart. You tore out this heart when you left me. You left me alone and so blue. I'm sending it special delivery. Please handle with care it for you. Ah, Bobby! But darling, you know that it's true. Signed, sealed, and delivered. The postman will bring to you. I thought perhaps you would keep it just for a while, don't you see? Oh, darling, please keep it forever. Without you, it's no good to me. Signed, sealed, and delivered. A package containing my heart. I send it to you as a token. I'm sorry we're so far apart.
Right now, your weekly ration of red-hot news from grind to switch as dished out by Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, everybody, it's grindy sweet. You still are talking about the cold weather. But brother, he never minded at all. I reckon brother's used to cold weather because them times when he went to school, all he ever got was zero. During the big snow, a brother come running in the house and said he wanted to ride downhill, and I told him the most fun was to ride down on his stomach. Well, sir, he come in after a while, and he said, it ain't much fun that way. The snow keeps getting in my mouth. So I went out with him, and I said, I'll show you how to do it. Where's your sled? He says, oh, you're supposed to have a sled? Well, sir, over at Steve Jones's general store, there at Grinder's Switch, the other day, there's a fella kept coming in every 15 minutes, and he'd stick his feet up to the stove and warm them. And finally, Lay Slodgett, he was sitting there watching him, and he says to him, he says, you're from Kentucky, ain't you? And the fella, he must be too. And the fella, and this fine state, I'm telling you. Fella says, yes, I am from Kentucky. How'd you know it? And Lay says, by your feet. I married a Kentucky woman, and she's got the coldest feet in America. Mead, he's a fella up there at ground. He's had a little trouble with his hired man during the cold spell. He sent his hired man out to do the milking, and the hired man said it is too cold to milk. Yeah, but he went on, and he had gone for an awful long time. Finally, Fludge went out there and said, ain't you through with the milking yet? And the hired man says, just got through. Freddie, want me to stack the icicles? Well, we had it mighty bad at Grinder's Switch during the cold spell, but it wasn't as bad as they had it up there in the northern states, I'm telling you. You know, I come pretty near marrying a northern feller. I like northern fellers. And eastern, and western, and southern. Well, I wanted to marry that northern feller, but Mammy put her foot down. I was 17 then. It is right after the Second World War, too. And Mammy says, no, sir, I ain't gonna have no daughter of mine to marry a Yankee. And brother says, why not? It'd be a good chance for us to get even with them.
Fast, Betty Pearl. Well, you hear Joey Ross pardon back there on his accordion. He's leading us into the hymn for tonight, folks. The fine old song that I know you'll all recall and enjoy, Farther Along. Tempted and cried, we're off me to wonder why it should be thus all day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home fly on just one wing, and so we can't exist on just one little old measly song by our guest, Cowboy Copas. This is a song that put Copas way up in the front rank, and it's three strikes and you're out. Copas.
Now love is like a game, my darling. If you don't win, you always foul. But just like the game, the rules are the same. You can make three strikes and then you're out. Now that's all there is to the game, dear. If you cheat, the umpire throws you out. You cheated and you lied, you were never satisfied. You made three strikes and now you're out. Hey!
Bobby.
Now that our little game is over, don't ever let me hear you shout that I was untrue or pitched curve to you. You made three strikes and now you're out. Oh, that's all there is to the game, dear. If you cheat, the umpire throws you out. You cheated and you lied, you were never satisfied. You made three strikes and now you're out.
Oh, mighty fine, cowboy. Come back again soon, won't you? You're as welcome as fella I'm going to bring out right now, Rod Blakefield.
Thank you, Mr. Foley. Thank you, sir. Hi, dear friends. I'm glad to be here tonight, but I'm a man what is having trouble. Yes, sir, I'm ashore having trouble with my gal, Susie. I went to see her last... You know, it ain't so hot tonight, is it? I went over to see Susie last Sunday, and I'm sure having trouble. See, I've got a little competition. We've got a school teacher down there in Hornwall. He's a city dude. He's pretty smart about some things, and then he's awful dumb about other things. But now, he's smart about some things. He knows figures. Oh, yeah, he knows figures. I guess that's why he took up with Susie. Susie's got a figure. It's like a clothespin. I took her to a picnic last summer, and she had a white dimity dress on, and she got full of that red lemonade and stood between me and the sun. She looked just like a thermometer. I tell you, that gal registered 108 in the shade. So it did. Susie has got six sisters, all girls. All of them's named Susie, except Kate, and her name's Josephine. Now, Josephine is different from my gal. She's built different from my gal. She's big and fat, Josephine is. And my gal is built north and south, and she's built east and west. She's so fat, she had the mumps 3 weeks before they knew it. The truth, she fell down the other day playing basketball and rocked herself to sleep trying to get up. Nearly everybody in Hornwall knows her. She sort of grew up with the town. The only thing is, she didn't stop at the city limits. I took my gal Susie to the picture show the other night. And this year, me and her got in a big argument there about the picture, and I just got plumb mad. I was so mad I could eat a banana. And I just walked off, and the first thing I knowed, I looked and I seen this year school teacher, this here city dude, taking Susie home. And I ain't jealous now. Don't misunderstand me. I ain't jealous. I don't care. But I just don't like him, Bonnet. I just don't like him. He's one of these here fellers with a Sunday school face and Saturday night ideas. it just kind of got under my skin there, and I just followed him. I followed him, and when he was taking her home, I followed him, and I walked up to him. I just walked right square dab up to him, and I says, "Look here, bud. I know you city dudes. You come out here in the country with a dollar bill in your pocket and a white shirt on, and you don't change neither one of them all summer." But I thought it must have scared him, because he started running, and I have never seen a man run like that fool run in my life. But he never did catch me, I'll tell you that, but not.
If it ain't Grandpa Jones, and Gramps got him a whiz-bang song for everybody tonight, titled "Going Down to the Country." So sing her good and loud, Grandpa.
Going down
the country, gonna have a little fun. Got a nickel in my pocket for to buy some chewing gum. Well, when she saw me coming, that a little old gal of mine, she'll run out to meet me just to see what I've been buying. So sing a song the folks all know and always keep in style. If you're in love with a pretty little gal, you win her by a mile. Oh, way down in the country, there's an old Kentucky moon, and a little old gal awaiting, I'm a going to see her soon. Fairer than the blossom of the sweet magnolia tree, and sweeter than the sorghum is that little old gal to me. I'm a going down this muddy road on this old horse of mine. I'm a going back to my true love so she won't be confined. So sing a song the folks all know and always keep in sight. If you're in love with a pretty little gal, you'll win her by a mile. Away down in the country, there's an old Kentucky moon, and a little old gal waiting, I'm a going to see her soon.
Well, I can't remember of ever singing this particular ballad before. I'm sorry about it, too, for it's one of the prettiest I think I've ever heard. Sorry I sort of kept it a secret. However, here it is, and it's called No One to Cry To. No one to cry to, no one to say goodnight, no one to tell my troubles to, no one to sigh to, no one to hold me tight, no one to cheer me when I'm blue. I go home to my lonely room, find there's no one there, and each night I think of you. Please answer this one prayer and give me someone to cry to, someone to say I do, someone to whisper I love you. Say good night, no one to tell my troubles to, no one to sigh to, no one to hold me tight, no one to cheer me when I'm blue. I go home to my lonely room, find there's no one there, and each night I think of you. Please answer this one prayer and give me someone to cry to, someone to say I do, someone to whisper I love you.
They came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service for your information and education.
Now swing, Molly, swing, Paul, and swing that girl from all she saw. Kicking the bricks and kicking up the door, swing that girl from broke the mold. All your hands and dance to the middle, swing your partner, keep time with a fiddle. A big foot up and a little one down, swing your honey, go round and round. Bird fly out, you throw hop in, swing your partner gone again. Chase the town, catch the cab, catch your partner, swing a once in a half. Later and the ladies jump on go, turn around the lady and go, she goes. Face your partner back to the wall, meet your partner high wall. Those two go, and now you're gone, swing that girl with the red dress on. Grab your partner, don't be go, circle four and around the girl. Hurry up, boys, and don't be late, swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. Circle four in the middle of the floor, turn around and swing some more. Chase the rabbit and chase the squirrel, chase that pretty girl around the world.